Bowing to the inevitable, says the headline in the Irish Examiner, the paper which broke the story about European Commissioner Phil Hogan's attendance at an Oireachtas Golf Society dinner last week that led to his resignation last night. Hogan bows to pressure, says the headline in the Irish Times. Over a large photograph of Phil Hogan on the front page, there is a quote from his statement. I deeply regret that my trip to Ireland, the country that I have been so proud to represent as a public servant for most of my adult life, caused such concern, unease and upset. Hogan out, but I didn't break the law, is how the Irish Daily Mail headline sums up the news. Sulk Hogan, says the Irish Daily Star, and there's a variety of golfing puns. Hogan goes out swinging in the Irish Sun. Tea you later, Phil, says the Irish Daily Mirror. The Times' editorial view is that Phil Hogan was the master of his own downfall. The writer speaks of well-founded anger over behaviour whose offensiveness Mr. Hogan never seemed to grasp. One misstep too many forced him to walk away, says the Independent. He made the right decision, says the Examiner. Let this be the first small step in rebuilding our relationship with and faith in politics. In the Times, there are numerous letters on the subject, many of the readers now sympathetic to Phil Hogan, but too late to save him. With a perfect sense of timing, the Irish Independent has a 48-page supplement today, rating and reviewing the top 50 holes in Irish golf. The Irish Farmers Journal reports in its lead story that farmers have been battered by weather storms and political storms over the last week, between Storm Ellen and Storm Francis and the storm over Gulfgate, which the paper says shows no signs of abating. As the paper went to press, Pat O'Toole writes that Micheál Martin may have to find a new European commissioner. That's now, of course, definite, and there is much discussion in the papers about who will take the place of Phil Hogan and what portfolio he or she will get. Hogan finally resigns. Now the fight is on to save key EU trade job, says the Independent lead headline. The Examiner reckons that Simon Coveney is the favourite to replace Phil Hogan. In the Independent, Senan Maloney assesses the qualities of various possible contenders. Besides Coveney, there are Mairead McGuinness, Catherine Day, David O'Sullivan, John Bruton, Francis Fitzgerald and Leo Varadkar. Most of those names also figure in Pat Leahy's speculative list in the Times, but he includes a different Bruton, Richard, and adds Pascal Donoghue, Helen McEntee, Simon Harris and Andrew McDougall, a former Fine Gael economic advisor. The Belfast Telegraph reports in its lead story that all training at Ulster Rugby has been suspended after multiple members of its academy squad tested positive for coronavirus. While this Saturday's match between Ulster and Leinster is still set to go ahead, it's understood that one senior player is self-isolating, Michael Sadlier reports. The Irish News reports on what it calls a major blow to the hospitality sector in the north. Brendan Hughes writes that it had been thought that pubs not serving food and theatres could resume business on the 1st of September, but ministers pushed the date back because of the increased spread of COVID-19. The Independent gives much of pages 2 and 3 to news of a reshuffle at RTE Radio, including this programme. It's on page 3 in the Examiner and widely reported elsewhere. The Times keeps the news for the business pages at the back. The Independent also reports that Ciara Doherty will replace Ivan Yates on the Tonight programme on Virgin Media One starting next week.